The Raid. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Questions are growing surrounding the reason behind the FBI's raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart said he's inclined to allow part of the affidavit that led to the raid to be unsealed and gave the Justice Department until Thursday to provide a redacted version of it. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner, who is the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, tells CBS's Face the Nation that the public has a right to know the justification behind the search.
The mystery sort of here deepens because we know Attorney General Garland himself has taken responsibility, said he approved it. The American public want the Attorney General focused on issues like human and drug smuggling at the border. They were Chinese espionage, out of control crime in our cities. You're going to turn to this, if you're going to turn to the former president and Mar-a-Lago, they want to make certain that this is to the highest level.
Some of the items the FBI seized include top secret and confidential documents, which former President Trump says were all declassified. Democrats are now promoting the Inflation Reduction Act, which focuses on provisions including climate change initiatives and lowering prescription drug costs. Fox's Peter Ducey reports.
On the Sunday shows today, Biden officials were selling the meat of the bill. And as you'll hear right here, it doesn't have anything to do with inflation, but rather climate change.
We want to accelerate this push to clean electricity. And the reason why we want it to be clean in addition to the climate is because solar, wind are cheaper in most places across the world, but definitely in the U.S.
But they're unreliable.
Than other forms of energy.
Secretary, they're unreliable.
No, they're not unreliable.
Republicans say the legislation will make the inflation crisis even worse. First Lady Jill Biden out of isolation after second straight negative COVID test. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott continues to send busloads of migrants to New York City. Fox's Alexis McAdams has the latest.
They are running low on resources here in New York City because just in the past few weeks, hundreds of migrants have been dropped off in New York City. We see it at least twice a week. Three buses arriving at the New York Port Authority around 7:30 this morning. At least 139 migrants were dropped off in the Big Apple. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he is fed up with the broken federal immigration policies.
New York City's Democratic Mayor Eric Adams calling Abbott's policy un-American. Tragedy in Indiana, as Indiana State announced Sunday that three students were killed in a single vehicle accident. Fox's Ann Carrick has the details.
A release from the university's athletic department indicates five people were in the vehicle when it crashed, including several football players. Police were working to identify the three who died. The Vigo County Sheriff reports the crash happened near 1:30 a.m. Sunday in Riley, Indiana, about 10 miles from the university's Terre Haute campus. The vehicle reportedly left the roadway and hit a tree. When deputies arrived, it was on fire. The sheriff says two passengers were freed from the vehicle and treated for serious injuries. The driver and two other passengers were pronounced dead at the scene.
America's 9/11 Foundation, marking 21 years since the devastating attacks on September 11th, with its annual motorcycle ride and fundraiser. Lexi Scherseth of America's 9/11 Foundation tells Fox and Friends Weekend about the reactions riders get from people in various American towns.
We go through small towns like Leesburg, Virginia, or Cumberland, Maryland, or Hightstown, New Jersey, home to some of the victims of that day. It's just so heartwarming because you see the streets lined up, you see American flags, you see people crying, you see the sign saying, "We will never forget." And that's why we do what we do, to honor those first responders and to never forget September 11th.
I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.